RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Always lots to do on the Monday show. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Entering hour number two, we'll take you to noon. AWOD Radio's live at Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. You can go have lunch with him, chat about everything on your mind. A lot going on. VCU basketball won. They're going to Charleston this week. We are not losing sight of the fact that Alex Ovechkin scored 3 goals last night and is chasing history and is 28 goals away from tying Wayne Gretzky as the greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey. Since the time when ponds were first frozen, whenever that was, only one person has scored goals better than Alex Ovechkin. And he's coming for you, Wayne. We got lots of games left this season, lots of time. This is the story to watch right now in the world of sports. I still haven't played the Jake Paul Mike Tyson clip, but I'll continue to threaten to as the show goes on. ODU bit on the fake, gave JMU the win. They drew him off sides on the 4th-and-1, did it Commander Steelers style. It's spreading. It's an epidemic. Tell your defensive linemen to watch out there. So congrats to JMU on their win, and of course, tons of great football yesterday, which we will continue to get to as soon as we are done with our next segment. Now, we usually do Commanders Rewind on Tuesdays. I didn't really have a game plan for what to do since the game was on Thursday. We weren't going to do it on Friday because that was like 4 hours after the game. We were still wrapping up the game. Can't rewind to something that's kind of still fresh in everybody's mind. We also can't do it tomorrow because I'm not here tomorrow. So you'll be enjoying some of our favorite moments, a conversation with Craig Hoffman, all the things we normally do on Tuesdays. I just won't be sitting in the chair to do it. So I think the only reasonable solution is to do Commander's Rewind right now.
Time for the Commander's Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. The Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
Yes. It's still good. I don't want to hear that too many more times. Every once in a while, it's good. It's about time to stop hearing it, because you got a nice little stretch on tap here. Dallas, the Saints, the Titans. Dallas, Titans, Saints. Get them in the correct order here. Winnable football is ahead. We'll, of course, talk about Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels bookended this game with 2 really good drives. Now the first drive was a 3-and-out near interception, but the second drive Washington had offensively was their lone touchdown before the end, and then the Zach Ertz drive at the end was the other touchdown. That's kind of what confuses me a little bit about the whole thing, because clearly he's not right, clearly he's hurting, but also he had 2 really good drives, and the team schemed up 2 really good drives. As I went back and watched it, I thought, I don't know, maybe I was too hard on him Friday. Then you watch the throws in the middle of the game, he's missing wide open dudes. You're like, oh, this is tough to watch. But out of the gate, they had it cooking, and Cliff Kingsbury had it cooking. At the end, they cooked in the 2 minute late. Now, they didn't show enough urgency. They didn't get a second crack at it, but I think they might have been able to. It's hard to untangle what's what, but this is the second Commanders offensive drive. So it starts with, we got the play. So we're here to listen to them. That's what we do. This is Eckler getting the drive started. They're on their own 42 after a great stop after Tressway pins them deep, after he pinned the Eagles deep. Washington gets the ball on their own 42. Reminder, Bram Weinstein, Logan Paulson, and London Fletcher on the call. You hear these games right here on 910 The Fan.
Washington's got Austin Eckler going in motion to the left. B-Rob's in the backfield as well. Play action to Eckler. They're going to throw on first down. Flares it out to Eckler. Catches it at the 40. 45-50. Runs away from Bond at the 40. Still on his feet, 35. Bond has to drag him all the way down to the 26-yard line. And he's still going to the 24. How about Eckler?
My goodness, that was about 20 yards after contact. What I like is Jaden being patient, going through his progressions, wanting to take a shot downfield. Nothing's there. Find his check down, which is off to Eckler, but the yards after the contact, the strength, and just to not give up by Austin Eckler. Man, I love that kid.
Great play. Good to get Eckler going. Jaden Daniels then runs for 6 yards. I love that, right? Sets the tone. We said that's going to be an important thing tonight. Can Jaden Daniels runs the ball? He runs for 6 yards. I'm feeling good about these things. B-Rob runs to the one. Only appropriate thing, of course, is to let him punch it in from there.
First and goal at the one for Washington. Robinson to the left, Eckler to the right of Daniels in the gun. Snap, handoff, Robinson up the middle. He won't get there. Stop. And now the secondary push counts. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They had him stood up at the one, and they got their own tush push to knock him home.
The refusal to be denied. You thought you had him, but no. I love the physicality and the finish by the offensive line. Sam Cosmi, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biotis, Andrew Wiley, all of the crew not allowing B-Rod to be stood up at the one-yard line, finishing in the end zone of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So in this moment, I'm feeling good. Great drive. Defense is held. They showed some new looks where you had an offset eye where Robinson and Eckler are both in the backfield. I'm super intrigued with this. AWOD's been calling for this since August. You got to get Eckler and Robinson on the field at the same time because they're both playmakers. They got them both on the field. They got them both the ball. Jaden ran, which was my big question mark coming in. Are you going to let Jaden run or not? Or is this something where, you know, that's essentially shelved for the season? This looks good. This is a serviceable offense with some new wrinkles. I like where we're headed. Unfortunately, this was the high watermark for the entire night. Now, they held the lead for a long time until the fourth quarter because the defense was so good. And so that's what made this game confusing slash aggravating as well. The defense keeps making plays. I'll get to San Ristol because he's good. Let's play San Ristol. This is more about the Eagles receiver than Mikey. We'll get to Mikey eventually.
That's missed a call on that one. Another third down here for Philadelphia. Third and four. They're at their own 42-yard line. Washington's got five across the line. Hertz has Barkley to his left. Here's the snap. They'll throw for it. They bring five. Throws into the slot.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was knocked away from Jahan Dotson at the 50-yard line. That's Mikey Sandra still making the play incomplete. And the Eagles are going to punt again.
Somewhere I kind of feel that Adam Peters maybe smiled a little bit. But that was an excellent play by Mikey Sandra still. Arriving right on time and just ripping that ball out of the hands of Jahan Dotson before he could haul that ball in.
I think we may have buried the lead here. Is Adam Peters dead? Uh-oh, there's a bigger story here. He's looking down on this somewhere, smiling. No, he's in, like, Section 208. He's good. We're good. He's still running the Commanders. Everybody good. First play of the game for the Eagles. They threw the ball to Jahan Dotson. He gained 8 yards. You might say, probably just a coincidence. He was open. No, he's the guy they traded for, who they were going to fix, who the Commanders drafted in the first round. Had they left it at that, it's just a funny wrinkle on the game. But then they kept trying to force it to Dotson, who, by the way, is not a good receiver, and the Washington defense took over. You made your point. Uh-oh, you kept making your point. It's not going to work like that. This defense was good. It was swarming. It's physical. This defense has gotten better every game as the season's gone on. They've weathered injuries. They've got people in great spots. They don't even have Marshawn Lattimore yet. You know I've loved Frankie Louvu, and he certainly came through in a big-time way.
He set it out for the Eagles in a 7-0 game that Washington leads. First and 10 at the Washington 36. Barkley, pitch back to Devontae Smith. They go back to Jalen Hurts. The trick play fails. He is sacked by Frankie Louvu. Second sack of the game, all the way back in midfield.
Fly, Eagle, fly. I don't think so. That's what, just a timely blitz by Joe Witt Jr. Dialing up Frankie Louvu, who's the energy maker for this team. Gets a big sack on Jalen Hurts. We're talking about a 14-yard loss right there.
I'm under no impressions. You're here for me. I know you're here for London Fletcher. Don't worry. We'll give you more of him. I'm just the conduit. Just playing these clips so we can enjoy. So the Eagles start in Washington territory on the 48. They get to the 36, which is arguably field goal range. Turns out to not be field goal range for the Eagles. That's its own story. We'll get to that in a second. You're on the edge of field goal range, though. You've got your trick plays. You like your trick plays. You feel good about them. Zero feel for the game here. Because when a trick play works, you score a touchdown. Everybody celebrates. When a trick play doesn't work, you lose a lot of yards. That's inherent in the risk. I don't mind the trick play at all. It's the double reverse. Get it back eventually to Hurts. That play doesn't bother me. That situational awareness there, you're in field goal range, you get sacked, now you're out of field goal range, that's a negative 3 points. Now, again, it turns out the Eagles were not actually capable of cashing in those 3 points, but what went wrong on the play? They didn't give it enough time to develop. They're real quick on the toss. They didn't give the defense time to go bite on the fake, to get over to where the fake was. Louvu's still just standing there. He blows up the situation. Very nice effort by the defense. They were swarming, they were flying, they were playing fast in a physical football game. Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker, entered the game 0-for-3, kicking 50 yards or more. You can't do that in the modern NFL. Justin Tucker's bad now, too. It's the best year ever for kickers. Justin Tucker's bad. I don't know what to make of any of this. First drive of the game, Eagles miss a 44-yard field goal. That's not great. You bring them back out. Let's try the 51-yarder. First attempt all year. 0-for-3 so far from 50-plus. How'd this one go?
He is 0-for-3 from 50-plus this year. This one is from 51 at the right hash mark. He already missed one in the 40-49 range in the first quarter. High snap, it's down. Elliott's kick is on its way. Plenty of leg. And that one is also no good. Wide to the left. Elliott's 0-for-2. And Washington keeps their 7-0 lead.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
London Fletcher laughing maniacally .mp3. That's we'll get that as a ringtone for people, for our fan listeners. He's just enjoying it. My favorite part was when he made the 21-yarder and they gave him the sarcastic applause. That was a very Philly reaction when he finally got the chip shot and they're just celebrating like they won the Super Bowl. You know where you stand when you play in Philly, and Jake Elliott doesn't right now. But they, every time they got another chance, you say, okay, well, if the offense does something here, they could take advantage of this. And they kept not taking advantage of it. There were some misses by Jaden Daniels, and I'm curious. I talked to some people over the weekend, and I didn't come away optimistic. What I heard was, yeah, those rib injuries, they'll stick with you. How long? Like, he's got 10 days off. Like, nah, like, he'll be better in 25. Oof, that's not what I wanted to hear. Because we had kind of, you know, the team had started treating it like not a big deal. So it's like, okay, then he didn't run against the Steelers. You're like, that's weird. But then he does run on the second possession. You're like, okay, we're good again. But then he starts missing these throws. And that's the twist. That's the torque that's coming from the ribs. I've got concerns. I'm not going to break the glass. I'm not going to hot take you. Jaden Daniels is going to start against the Cowboys. If he's inaccurate like this against the Cowboys, you got to ask the question. Do you shut him down for the Titans game? Give him 3 weeks. Try to get him back to serviceable, because that guy's not going to win playoff games. And now that you're going to the playoffs, presumably, you need to be thinking about winning playoff games. You need to beat the Titans to get there. I think Marcus Mariota can do it. I think we have a lot more rewind to go as well. We'll go a little bit deeper on that. We'll do it all on the other side of the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. These breaks last like 3 minutes. I lost track of where we are. Are we on 7? Is that where we are? Or are we on 6? We're on 6. I only missed by 1. All right. It's Commander's Rewind. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. They lost, and now we're making you listen to it again. You hear all the games right here on 910 The Fan. Dallas week, they're playing the Cowboys this week. We'll get you fired up for that all week long. You'll hear the game right here. Pre-game show, post-game gut check, all the things you know. Unless VCU basketball loses twice, in which case they would play during the Cowboys game. So we're keeping our options open. Here's the thing. I don't want to jinx it. I'm not making predictions. I don't think this VCU team's going to lose twice. I think they're playing well right now. Now, last year they went to Orlando, they lost twice. So that's why I'm aware, trying not to put the bad juju out there, jinx or anything like that. But I think they'll win the opener against Seton Hall on Thursday. I think they're playing some really good basketball right now. We're talking about Jaden Daniels, who it doesn't look right, and I think big decisions are coming potentially as soon as next Monday, depending on how this Cowboys game goes. He took some hits, and the other part of this, right, football, we love it because it's a team sport. It's so hard to untangle everything, right? Like, I think Caleb Williams is playing great. The Bears are 4-6, so nobody wants to hear that. Everybody in Chicago is, we should have drafted Bo Nix. Like, great. You can think that all you want. You got a great quarterback. The rest of your operation's terrible. I think Washington's got their guy. I think he's hurt, but I also think Cliff Kingsbury really struggled to give him the offensive line help he needed. And the Eagles, man, the Eagles were swarming all night long.
2nd and 14, Commanders have it at their own 37-yard line. Empty backfield as Brian Robinson moves out to the slot to the left. Two wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. Eagles break forward. Pressure right up the middle. Daniels is in trouble, and he is going to be sacked on back-to-back plays. Jalen Carter blew the play up initially, and it was Josh Sweat who finished him off at the 29.
Yeah, Sweat had a great game. Too many one-on-ones, too many blown aside. Now, the offensive line has played really well. I think part of that is they've had help. I think they had less help. I hope they move back to having more help next week. That's just one guy sitting on his couch telling you what he thinks during Commander's Rewind, but it sure feels like they missed that extra tight end physicality in there. One other thing I wanted to flag before we get to the second half of football here. The Eagles go down, get the field goal. They had 3rd and goal from the 3, couldn't punch it in. Jalen Hurts goes to the blue tent. That was its own thing. Washington took over with 19 seconds left. Prime time to steal 3 points. They almost did. Diami Brown dropped the ball in field goal range, and so they had to run out the clock. Two things here. One is, when I say this isn't a Super Bowl team this year, that's the kind of thing I'm referring to. Diami Brown is not a receiver on a Super Bowl caliber team. He's fine. They have to improve the skill positions this offseason, and they will. If he catches that ball, that's an additional 3 points. in a game where 3 points would have been nice and could have made a difference in the second half. Secondly, they didn't throw a Hail Mary. I might remind you, this is the team that completed a Hail Mary a couple weeks ago, so certainly not out of range that they could have done that. That's my other main big flashing red warning sign. The Hail Mary is a physical throw. You've got to push yourself into it. They didn't ask him to do it. I think it may have been like they just ran the ball. I think it would have been more of a like something's up here to let Mariota come in and throw it, because he's not as good as Jaden at doing that. They just ran out the clock. That's where it's like, oh boy, something's not right here. They're not asking him to throw the Hail Mary. There's got to be a reason there. So that was concerned. Could have also been that the pass rush was so good they didn't want him to get sacked and take another hit. I'm wondering if it was rib-related. We'll probably never know. That does take us into the second half, though. Commanders open with a field goal. They're up 10-3. A 3rd and 4. We don't have this clip, so I'm just going to announce it here. 3rd and 4 on the edge of the red zone. Jane threw it to Terry, and he wasn't particularly close on that. And that came one play after a designed run for Daniels, right? So I feel like the guy connecting the strings at the wall here, like screaming and yelling. Something's not right here. They asked Daniels to run, which we wanted him to do, and that he did run. Very next play, misses Terry badly. And I do think this is the same drive where Noah Brown draws the pass interference, which he does a great job of that. He's done it 6 times this year. Something's up here. That said, the defense kept holding, man. And you just thought, if the defense keeps holding, something good will happen here. You know it can't last forever, but it was fun while it lasted.
Eagles are 7 of 13 on third down, but 2 for 2 on this drive. As we've moved under 6 minutes to go here, third quarter at the link, 10-3 Washington leads. 3rd and 6 at the Washington 13-yard line. They got a stop at the 3 at the end of the first half that forced a field goal. Here's a snap to Hurts. Washington brings 4. Time. Lobs one up towards A.J. Brown. Great coverage. Goes over his head. Mike Sanderstill again. Incomplete.
Mikey Sanderstill, man. Another great job defending that fade ball. He's in position to defend the back shoulder and the fade ball. Outstanding coverage by the young rookie.
Man, this is a conversation we need to have too, and we'll have it throughout the week. So, look, you traded for a great corner in Marshawn Lattimore. He's coming. He's going to play on the outside. Do you keep... I think the conventional wisdom has been you move Sanderstill inside, get your best players on the field. He's doing really well. I don't know if St. Juice is an inside guy or not. I don't want to be like... Back in the day, there was always like, Trent Williams should play guard, and then you can get Ty and Secchi out there, and you have 2 great players. Like... That was stupid and inane. Like, Trent Williams is the best tackle in football. He's going to play tackle. I don't want to be going down that road, but it's also like, Sanders still's the future, and he's kind of also the right now, and he's kind of also doing really well. I'm curious how they play this when Lattimore comes back, because it's decision time, and I don't think you want to take St. Juice all the way from 1 to 3, because he's done everything you ask, and he's been put in some bad spots. It's fascinating. They got some big decisions to make. All right. Philly scores, Philly wins. Saquon got twice, blah, blah, blah. You knew that the defensive dam was going to break at some point, and it did. So, whatever. That happened. We're glossing over that part because I think the defense played an excellent game overall. That's what I wanted the takeaway to be from these defensive clips. Jaden Daniels, who has struggled now for about the 45, 48, 50 minutes of game time, comes out with the ball, 4 minutes left. It's a 2-score game, and he starts dealing. And that's the crazy part here, is that he starts playing well towards the end, and he gets Austin Ekeler involved, and he gets all these things going. Here he is, Ekeler.
Snap to Daniels, 2nd and 8. Rollout, throws underneath. That's Ekeler at the 40, cuts back 35. Zach Bond holds on to him, and Ekeler drags him for 4 more to the 28-yard line. Gain of 20, first down Washington.
Who needs to throw the football to a wide receiver? Man, we got Austin Ekeler making plays again. Get Jaden out on the perimeter, away from that pass rush, and hit a little nice little dump off pass to a wide open Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, Eckler's got receiving chops for sure. I think B-Rob does too. I think that's one of the more underrated elements of his game. Saquon scores. It's 19-10, and here's where it comes unraveled.
First and 10, 4:58 to go. They do have all their timeouts, but they trail by two scores. It's 19-10. Alameda Zacchaeus goes in motion. Here's Jaden Daniels, play action to Austin Eckler. He's going to throw on first down. There's a bullet in the middle of the field that is picked off, I think, by Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that he was sure that he caught it initially. Then, yes, it's an interception, and it's only Jaden's third of the season, and it comes at the most inopportune time.
Yeah, it does come at the most inopportune time. Trying to run play action, but because of the score and the situation, Philadelphia knows they're going to be throwing the football. They're just Blankenship and just sit back there, read the eyes of Jaden, and that was an easy interception for him.
Yeah, final drive was sluggish. I don't think anybody's turned more second and ones into third and fives than these guys did on Thursday night. It just felt like it happened on every drive. You get ahead of the sticks, and then you move backwards. Final drive, second and one, turns into third and five, turns into fourth and two, which ultimately turns into a Zach Ertz touchdown.
Second and goal at the five. McNichols goes in motion, snap to Daniels, steps up, middle of the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Zach Ertz, a 5-yard strike from Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that was a really nice play call by Cliff Kingsbury. Get a little Texas route by Zach Ertz. Beats the defender. That time he beat C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
That was the saddest touchdown Washington of Bram's career there. That was, yeah. They scored. Good for Ertz getting one back home in front of a lot of friends and family. I haven't even mentioned Chiefs-Bills. We got to get into that. We got a lot of other show to do. That was Commander's Rewind. We're back with more. We'll cross-talk with Awad. He's at Capitol Ale House, noon to 3 today. Who's talking tonight at 6? You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.